Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. You're listening to George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm on the Wilder Network. You miss a show here, you miss quite a lot. We always try to have a great show for you. Always wonderful and knowledgeable guests right here whenever I can get them. And even if I'm flying solo, it is always, this show is always fun, it's always exciting, and it's always informative. Once again, welcome to the show. Grab your family, grab your friends, sit back and relax, and let me do all the work. Once again, welcome to the show. Have fun, everyone.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Oh, thank you for that introduction. It's such a wonderful introduction. That is my kid. He's his birthday is on the 24th of this month, of May 2015. As you know, I've been out for a while. Yeah, I'm a bit under the weather, but I am so happy to be here. I know that on my page it says that I'm going to be back from vacation on May 8th, but I decided to come back a day earlier because I missed it so much. I really actually missed the show. And again, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. I mean, that should be my mantra. Broadcasting live from Chicago, which is a wonderful city. And I'm proud to say that it is gorgeous outside. It is like spring. I mean, it's summer. Not spring, but summer. 83 degrees. And I'm in my studio. I'm near the lake here. And apparently there's no breeze blowing off the lake like so many other times. Okay, if you hear a different sound in my voice, it's because I'm doing this when I should actually be in bed and under the covers because I am sort of sick. So bear with me. So if I flub a line here or there, you know why. I shouldn't be doing this, but I missed it so much that I had to come back. Actually, I had to go to the doctor this morning. He had to draw some blood. And I guess that's something typical when you go to the doctor and, you know, you're getting examined, you're getting checked up for this or that. And, you know, I think what my problem is actually the weather. The weather's been up, down, cold, warm, and maybe that has affected me. Oh, it seemed to have really affected me because I'm going to try and make it through this radio show. I'm going to try to make it through the others coming up, you know. So I have no guests, which is probably a good thing because I probably would muck it up with my condition here. So if you hear me coughing or clearing my throat or, you know, running off to the bathroom, you'll know why. I'm a bit under the weather, and I do believe it's because of the weather, you know. And when you're a family man, you have family obligations. Sometimes your stress levels go up. And that's why I have on my screen 10 ways to control high blood pressure, because I think I'm headed in that direction, okay? And whatever the doctor tells me, I'm going to tell my audience, because I want you to know. Even though you may know a little bit more about it than I do, if you do, call in, 347-857-1762. That is my number. There I go. I'm sniffling already, right? So we will remember this show. This is the 70th episode of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I am totally under the weather. So that's why I only chose 90 minutes for this show, because so I can get off and get my rest and relaxation. So this is the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting from Chicago. Let me say it again. The weather outside is very, very nice. I think it's overly nice for this time of the year. We have in summer weather in springtime. You know, it's just one of those springs that doesn't materialize. I mean, it goes from cool to bingo, summer. And it's been doing that for the last couple of years, or a few years, since I've been here in Chicago. I can't speak about other places because Chicago is basically where I'm stationed, especially during the radio show. But this is great. This is wonderful. We have been wanting some weather like this for the longest. And this is the best day ever for the season of spring in this city of Chicago. You know, we haven't had a day like this. They're saying it's the warmest day so far of the year. And this is springtime. It's not summer, okay? Not technically summer or officially summer, but we're having summer weather on this day, May 7th, 2015. See? It's messing with me. I can barely remember the year or the day. But I'm okay. I'm all right. I just love the show so much that I just had to get back on it. And like I said, I was at the doctor this morning. He was talking about high blood pressure. And I said something. I said, well, I'm going to talk about high blood pressure to my audience. I'm pretty sure none of my audience probably know that I'm going to be on this Thursday. So I just have to kind of like, after the show is over, I have to promote it so people can listen to it. Because I'm pretty sure my audience were not expecting me to be on today, the 7th of May. They were expecting me to be back on the 8th of May, which I will be. But I just, you know, I was off for so long, like I said before, I just needed to come back. I needed to be informed. I wanted to inform. Okay, 10 ways to control your blood pressure. And, I mean, you have to control it. Or, you know, your stress. And also your stress. You got to, you know, I mean, I think that's stress and high blood pressure. I think they go together. Because without stress, there is no high blood pressure, I believe. So there's a number of ways that you can control your blood pressure, and I probably will be, more than likely I will be talking about this throughout the show. So no matter what else I might get on, I'm always going to come back to this because this is more important. Anyways, one of the ways is, okay, number one for me is probably eating right. You have to eat right. You have to cut out the salt. That's one of the main culprits. Salt, cigarette smoking, overindulging in alcohol, you know, drinking, whatever. But basically, exercise. And those are some of the things that will help you control high blood pressure, not necessarily get rid of it. Because there's a lot of people out here with high blood pressure. They're living with it. They're living with it. But, you know, like I told a doctor this morning, I said, the reason why I think that I have high blood pressure, and I said because of my son. I think I yell a lot at my son. I used to yell. I don't do it no more. And I take things sometimes too extreme, and that can raise your blood pressure. Being, as I mentioned, being overly stressed, and we have to manage that stress. But you know what? The good way, a great way of getting rid of stress is to exercise and to calm yourself down. Try not to get into heated arguments. Try not to let yourself worry about things that you cannot control, because that stress will bring on that high blood pressure. And once you get it, it's going to be hard to try to alleviate it or get it down. You may can only control it. But you control it with exercise, eating right, no doubt about that, and staying calm and collective, and just let life pass you by. And losing weight, okay? Even if you lose 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 pounds, that's good enough, because every pound that you lose, you're reducing, you know, your high blood pressure. Because high blood pressure can cause heart attacks, strokes, and other diseases, you know. I didn't have to read that. I mean, you can find that anywhere on the internet. You can go to your doctor, and your doctor will probably tell you the same thing that that I'm talking about or what I'm saying. You know, so the news is always out there for you to better yourself, to live a healthy life. And I'm a culprit. I mean, I was a guy who didn't eat right. I was a guy who let everything just bother me. I was a guy who was trying to control things that I could not control, but kept trying to control it, you know. And a lot of that stuff would tell on you. You know, you have to do the right thing. It doesn't matter what your age is. You can get high blood pressure at any age. You can be stressed out at any age. One of the things I do know about stress is not just one part of your body. Stress is every cell in your body is stressed. Your whole body is stressed. So if when you exercise, you got to exercise that whole body to get rid of that stress. And when you're exercising, you can feel that stress leaving your body. You can feel it. You can actually feel it leave. And when that stress is leaving your body, if you have high blood pressure, it's going to go down. Take it from me. I'm a witness. I'm a patient. I know. I feel it. I've experienced it. This is not something you can just read or somebody can just tell you. You're getting it from a guy who has experienced it. Take care of yourself, Kate. Care of your health. Think about your children. Think about your grandchildren. Think about your extended families. They don't want to see you go. At least let's hope not. Think about your kids. Think about your grandchildren. You want to be around to see them become adults. You want to be around to see them have their children of their own. So take care of yourself. I mean, 10 ways to, I mean, there's numerous ways. Eating right, exercise, you know, getting rid of stress. There's tons of ways. Okay. Number one, lose extra pounds and watch your waistline. You have to watch your waistline, because I think when I went to the doctor this morning, or was it last week, you know, he said that I was overweight, but what he was saying is that I was actually bloated. So that sounds a little better than just being called obese. You know, obese is such a nasty word. It's such a horrible word. But I'd rather hear, you know, I'm not obese, and I'm a little bloated, but I'm not obese. But, you know, if I had to compare the word obese and fat, I'd rather be called fat or call someone fat than to say obese, because obese is such a negative sounding word. You know, but I'm okay, I'm okay. And like I said, I've lost a few pounds, and that's good, that's great. And every pound that you lose, that lowers your blood pressure, and you should be victorious when you lose a pound or two of your weight, especially if you have a lot. You know, I'm not talking about me, okay? I'm fine. If you look at my photographs, you'll see that on Facebook and everywhere. I basically look the same. It's just that when you go to the doctor's office sometimes, they'll see things that you cannot see, or they'll see things that other people will not tell you what they see until you go to the doctor. Okay? And I think this guy, this doctor that I have, I think he's a cool guy. I think he's really, really a cool guy. And, you know, so take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Okay, number one, lose extra pounds. Watch your waistline. Okay. Number two, exercise regularly. You know, some people are trying to say exercise doesn't mean as much as eating right. But I have to differ with them. I think exercise is phenomenal. I think it's mandatory. I think it's detrimental. I think it's what gets you to feeling better. If you get out and walk for 30 minutes, and then once that walk is over, you're going to feel great. But I think if you have high blood pressure, if you're having some sort of disease, I believe instead of 30 minutes, stretch that 30 minutes to an hour out there, walking, you know, riding your bike, you know, doing little stress exercises. This stuff works. It works. I mean, my son stresses me out more than anything. I used to have these high-pressure jobs, and all they were about was stressing you out. I mean, I would go to the gym later on. I would get on the life cycle. Man, I would sit there for about almost 2 hours, and I could actually feel that stress just roll right off of me. And I would be going, oh. I mean, it wasn't sexual or anything. It was just a stress rolling right off of me. And I was feeling good. I was feeling good. And then I would go check my blood pressure, and it would have gone down. This is from a guy who's actually experienced these things. So, I mean, if you're stressed out, you got a high-pressure job, you got kids all around you, family, you got things to do, the world is falling apart, and you can't, and you're trying to fix it, but you can't, and you're getting stressed out over it, hey, go sit back, relax, clear your mind of everything, clear your mind of all the people, sit there on that life cycle, or walk around the block twice or two times, and after that is over, you're going to feel the difference. You're going to feel the difference. And in some cases, that you know will tell you that you look good, and you look good, and they know that you're going to feel better. So exercise is great. So we got two of them so far. Lose pounds, lose some extra pounds, and exercise regular. Regular physical activity, at least 30 to 60 minutes, most days of the week can lower your blood pressure by 4 to 9 point millimeters. You know, so it's true. It really, really is true. It really is true, and it doesn't take long to see a difference. It really doesn't. You're going to see a difference, and other people who are looking at you, who've been looking at you, they're going to see a difference in you also, and also it's going to make a difference in your attitude. Okay, and I think for me, it was positive. It's going to make a difference in you having a positive attitude. Okay, increasing your exercise level can lower your blood pressure within just a few weeks. Sometimes less than that. In a week, it can lower it within a week. So as long as you are committed and determined to do something for yourself, and that's all you need to do. That's all you really need to do. And the thirdly is to eat a healthy diet. I found that to be really, really true. Now, I have Now, I have changed my diet. I mean, because I'm getting older, and, you know, you want to live a long time, you have to change your diet. Now, I went from, you know, I was a totally McDonald's, Popeye chicken, and all of this stuff, and Coca-Cola, 2-liter Coca-Cola, and this stuff was just, you know, I mean, this stuff was raising my blood pressure. I ate a lot of processed foods, and most of those processed foods, whether they're canned or they're packaged foods or packaged meats, they're filled with salt. And salt is not your friend. It is not your friend. You know, one of the things you have to do is to learn how to season your food, give your food a taste without using salt. And doctors will tell you that too. I mean, you can find that stuff on the internet and tell you too. But the reason why I'm talking about it is because I've experienced it. I knew something was wrong one day, I think it was last week or the week before, when I was just walking around the house, and it felt like that I had a mouthful of salt. It felt like I had a mouthful of salt. I said, whoa! And at that point, my blood pressure was going up, and I knew it was what I was eating. What I was eating, even if I didn't add salt to my food, the food that I was buying and purchasing at the store had mountains and mountains of sodium included, especially if you're buying processed food. You know, one of the things I've learned, and I learned it a long time ago, when you're eating vegetables, you have to eat them in their raw state. You can't go to the store and get yourself a pound of spinach and then come home and put it in a pot and boil it. No, when you do that, the spinach is losing all the nutrients that is good for your body. So what you do with that spinach, you eat it raw, you just make some salad out of it, you put it on your hamburger, you know, tomato. Some people call tomato a fruit, but to me, it will always be a vegetable. But fruit or vegetables, tomatoes are great for you. They are really, really great. So, you know, always take a chance to eat right, eat, and you will live a lot longer. Okay, so we got eating a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet that is rich in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, low-fat dairy products, and skimps on saturated fat and cholesterol can lower your blood pressure by 14 mmHg, whatever that is. This eating plan is known as a dietary approaches to stop hypertension. Okay? We have to stop it because hypertension is what's killing a lot of people. And I think I don't know if it's heredity or not, but it could be. It's a possibility. What I mean is if other people in your family, your mother, your father, or someone else has had hypertension, more than likely you will have hypertension because it's in your genes. It's in your it's hereditary. Okay, let's see what the next one is. Okay. No, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Reduce salt in your diet. I just got through talking about salt. Reduce it. That means stay away from processed foods, whether it's in a can, lunch meat, hot dogs, you name it, all that stuff we used to eat when we were kids. We can't eat that stuff now as we're growing a lot older. Okay? It's not good for us. Like my son can, you know, he can put away some hot dogs, some donuts. You know, but I can't do that. Well, he's young. He's only 15, 16. So he can do that until he reaches a certain age where he's going to have to actually work on changing his diet if he wants to live to be as old as I am. Put it that way. So we want to reduce the salt, reduce the sodium in your diet. Even a small reduction and the sodium in your diet can reduce blood pressure by 2 to 8 points. The recommendations for reducing sodiums are limit sodium to 2,300 milligrams a day or less. And track the salt in your diet. Read food labels. Eat fewer. I just got you saying this. Eat fewer processed foods. Potato chips, frozen dinners, so on and so on. Hot dogs, pizzas. Sorry about that. I had to cough. Hot dog, pizzas. You know, just take care of yourself. Just take care of yourself. You're the only one you have. You know, basically, you want to be around to see your kids grow up. You want to be around to see your grandkids grow up. Okay? Reduce that salt in your diet because that's important. Like I said earlier, it felt like I had a walking around with a mouthful of salt. You know, and I'm saying, and I've always hated salt because I knew of its dangers if you, you know, overindulge in salt. Okay. Limit the amount. The next one is limit the amount of alcohol you drink. Alcohol can be both good and bad for your health. In small amounts, it can potentially lower your blood pressure by 2 to 4 millimeters. But that protective effect is lost if you drink too much alcohol. I mean, you can almost say the same thing with anything. If you drink too much of anything, it's going to hurt. If you eat too much of anything, it's going to hurt. It's going to also hurt. So you want to kind of moderate yourself, you know. Basically, a doctor told me that a long time ago. He said, you can basically eat anything you want, but just do not eat too much of it. Eat anything you want, but just don't eat too much of it, you know. That may be true, but I have stopped eating of the processed foods. I don't do that no more. I don't buy hot dogs anymore, potato chips anymore. When I go out to shop, my list is the produce department of the store, fruits and vegetables. That's it. Skim milk. You know, years ago, I used to hate skim milk. But now it tastes pretty good to me. You know, I mean, it tastes even better than, you know, whole milk, you know, with all that garbage in it. I mean, we got a Whole Foods over here that was recently put here, built, and I've been, you know, patronizing the Whole store. They're very expensive. Whole Foods is no joke. I mean, especially the grocery store, it's no joke. I mean, these people are expensive, but they got some of the healthiest foods on earth, I think. Me and my son walked over to the store, and we were just marveled at how clean the store was and everything. And then it hit us. The prices were outrageous. But you have to think, eating healthy is going to cost you. You know, it stunned me years ago that eating healthy is going to cost you. And to eat unhealthy, to be unhealthy, it costs you very little to be unhealthy because you're killing yourself. Basically, you're killing yourself. And a lot of people are, I don't know why the FDA let these people sell this stuff in these stores that basically over time are going to kill people, you know, for a little bit of money. You know, so I'm glad to see Whole Foods. And if I can afford it, you know, I'm going to be patronizing the store a lot more. And just picking up a little bit more on fruits and vegetables, you know, and eat a lot of it because this stuff works. You will see it. You constantly eat fruits and vegetables. From my understanding, fruits and vegetables are better than supplements, vitamins that you may be dropping every day, you know. So, or you can just use them interchangeably, use them both. Eat right and then drop some vitamins. I guess maybe that's a good way of doing it. You know, but we have to do something if we want to live longer, especially the older people out there, the older people like me and like you out there. The young people who are 20 and 30, they can probably eat anything they want. But me and you, we have to watch what our intake is. Because we're at ages where, you know, we can drop dead at any moment. And it could be because of stress, not eating right, drinking too much alcohol, overindulging. So you don't want to drink too much alcohol. Maybe one or two drinks a day and that's it, you know. Every now and then I'll have a beer. You know, I'm not an avid beer drinker. I don't drink any type of alcohol. But maybe once in a while, once in a blue moon, once a month, every 2 months or every 3 months, I may say, well, I'm going to go get me a case of beer. And, you know, it happens. It happens. It really happens. So limit your amount of alcohol that you drink. Okay? All righty. Okay, and we'll have the other five tomorrow, okay? And it's great. It's great. And this is the health beat, okay? I'm talking about being healthy. For you, for me, for everybody. There's a lot about getting older that's out of our hands, out of your hands. Okay, when we get older, yeah, I mean, I can feel it, you know. I mean, it seems like every year around my birthday, another pain appears somewhere on my body. Pain, a hurt. It seems like every time my birthday comes up, my shoulder hurts or my leg hurts or something. There's a pain, a new pain in a new area on my body. So aches and pains show up unbidden and move on. Habits we once considered harmless begin to catch up with us. And our genes determine a great deal about what might happen with our health. But there is something we can control. Making sure that we stay healthy, fit, and mentally sound as possible. Fortunately, the latest research suggests this is much easier than we thought. Foods such as butter and eggs are not longer villains. The best workouts for the heart health and fat loss can be done in just minutes of the day. Right, right. You don't have to, when you're exercising, you don't have to do an hour or 2 hours, and you don't have to lift a lot of weight. You know, if you get up and walk around for about 5 minutes, you know, that'll do it. But a lot of times you have to increase your exercise. Excuse me. A lot of times you have to increase your exercising. Depends on how serious your health problems are. Like if you got really, really, really high blood pressure, do not lift weights. Do not do anything strenuous, because that would only take your blood pressure higher. But some doctors will say, you know, lift weight. Yeah, you can 5 or 10 pounds maybe, but don't get out there and try to be Arnold Schwarzenegger or try to get big muscles or a washboard stomach, and your blood pressure is, you know, high, really, really high. You're going to endanger yourself. Just like anything, if you have really, really high blood pressure, exercise, but take it easy. Do the light stuff. Do some aerobics, life cycle, walking or dancing or something. You know, don't want to overdo it if you have really an extreme high blood pressure. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. If you got if you want to talk about me, if you want to talk about this subject with me, the health beat, you know, high blood pressure, give me a call, 347-857-1762. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. Bingo. Hey, everyone. This is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, like I always say, no topic is off limits. Talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. Hey, I love what I'm doing. I love that you're there. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, my website. I'm all over the place. Glad you're here enjoying the show along with me. Just follow me. Hey everyone, this is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, like I always say, no topic is off limits. Talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. Hey, I love what I'm doing. I love that you're there. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, my website. I'm all over the place. Glad you're here enjoying the show along with me. Just follow me. All right, we're back. We're talking about 10 ways to control blood pressure with medication too. That's supposed to be without medication. Okay, that's supposed to be without medication. All right, because I've never took medication in my life. I've never took medication, and I've lived a long time. I've never took medication in my life. Now, I've taken over-the-counter medications, but I guess what I'm saying, I never had a doctor write a prescription for any kind of medication for me, at least not many. So when a doctor say, George, we're going to prescribe some medications for you, I feel down in the dumps because I've lived my life without medication, and medication tells me that there's something wrong. You know, I guess we do not go through life without something being wrong or something that can go wrong. So you got to accept the good with the bad. Because I've always been afraid of medications. The reason why I say that is because of the side effects. The side effects. I don't know what the side effects. The side effects might even kill you. Who knows? So that's one of the reasons why I never wanted to take medication, especially prescription medication. You know, something a doctor write on a paper, and you go to the pharmacy and you pick it up. So you know. But you know what? As life goes by and things are, you know, the way they are, you know, pollen in the air, allergies, things as you grow older, cancer, diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, hypertension, we have to take care of ourselves. I say this in every show that I do, that we have to take care of ourselves. You know, nobody's going to do it for us. We have to do it. We want to be around. We're all going to die. I tell my son that all the time. It doesn't matter what you do. You're all going to die, but you can always set yourself up to be around a little bit longer than anticipated. Okay? But we're all going to die. Everybody's going to die. You're born, you're going to die. So if you're out there, and do not think that you're going to live forever. The only thing I think we can do is to be the best person we can be. He or she, be the best person that you can be, because no one has a long time on this earth. We're all going to go. One way or another, we're going to die. You know, and a lot of us die by getting shot out here on the street, heart attacks, you know, diabetes, anything, you know, natural causes, heart attacks, strokes. We're all going to go. It's going to happen. You're born, you die. And that's what I try to instill into my son. Do something good with your life. Do something great with your life. You know, because you're not going to be here a short time. And the best way to, I always say, the best way to do something great with your life is to help someone else. There's nothing like helping other people who are in need of help through no fault of their own. And that's the greatest thing about it, because we're all going to be leaving this earth. You know, only thing we can do is realize that and prepare for it. You know, so the other people coming up behind you will take up the mantle. And I've always said, we are going to die. But if you're going to die, make sure you leave something behind so somebody can remember you by. Don't just die, you know, leave something behind, you know. A child or a book or something, you know. So you can tell the world that you've been here. You were here, and this is what you've done, you know. So I think that's a good thing. Leave something behind, you know. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take another quick break right here. I want you guys to listen to this, and I will be right back. Hey, everyone. You're listening to George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm on the Wilder Network. You miss a show here, you miss quite a lot. We always try to have a great show for you. Always wonderful and knowledgeable guests right here whenever I can get them. And even if I'm flying solo, it is always, this show is always fun, it's always exciting, and it's always informative. Once again, welcome to the show. Grab your family, grab your friends, sit back and relax, and let me do all the work. Once again, welcome to the show. Have fun, everyone. Everyone, you're listening to George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm on the Wilder Network. You miss a show here, you miss quite a lot. We always try to have a great show for you. Always wonderful and knowledgeable guests right here whenever I can get them.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Like I said before, I'm glad to be back on the air. I really am. I was on vacation for about 3 days, and I knew I wanted to add an extra day to the show, so I added Thursday. I have to change some things and let people know that I've added Thursday, because I want to be on the show at least 4 days a week. I mean, that's the way I'm going to get and keep listeners, by letting listeners know that I will be on the air an extra day. Instead of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay? All right. It is your life. This is my 70th episode. For some radio hosts, that's probably nothing, a drop in the bucket. But for me, it's a lot. It is really a lot. And it's a lot of work, too. I mean, like I said before in some of those shows, putting on a radio show is not... easy, okay? I am looking for a co-host. There's no doubt about that. I'm looking for a co-host because I want the person to, because I always want somebody on the show. Even if I don't have guests, I can always have that co-host. I'm thinking of making my son a co-host because I have ran across a few people that I thought would make great co-hosts for this show. But then again, you know... Then again, I said, nah, because everything else, you have to interview people, you know, to be a co-host, because a lot of people do not have what they call that radio voice or that persona or that nerve to be on the show. I can understand that. I can understand it. But you got some people out there that are afraid to get into business. They're afraid to do anything positive that's going to better their lives. You know, like I said before, I'm in need of a co-host, and I'm thinking of making my son a co-host, because after I'm gone, I would like for him to take over the show. So more than likely, he will be the co-host. I mean, I think he would make a better co-host, because I would coach him and teach him and show him what little that I know. I would show him. But yeah, I do want a co-host of the show. There's no problem with that. But until then, you know, I'm going to fly solo, and I'm going to try and get the best guests that I can get for this show. There's no doubt about it. I'm flying solo. I'm the only guest today. I may be the only guest for the next 3 days, which is fine with me, you know. I let the people hear me instead of listening to one of my guests all the time. I mean, that's okay, you know. But, you know, I don't want people tuning into the show and listen to the guests while the guest is on. And then when the guest leaves, they turn off the radio, you know, so that's not a good thing. But at least it's, you know, I don't know. I guess you can see some positives some positiveness in it. As you can probably see, I have a cold. My throat is sore. I can barely make words out that I'm trying to say. But hang in there with me. I got it on there. Doctor visits. Yep. High blood pressure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Politics. Yeah, I changed the category for the show from entertainment to politics. Because I was, you know, going over the show. I was listening to some of the shows, and I saw myself talking more about politics than some other issues. But this is not a show for politics. I just have it there. But there's a variety of things that go on this show that's going to keep going on. I talk about books, you know, talk about, you know, children. And I love children. I've always had a kid, you know. For someone to say I do not do that is a liar. I've always loved kids, and I always will love kids. So I wouldn't even mind having kids on the show because kids say the darnest things. Okay. All righty. A smart quiz question. When was the Constitution written? I don't know. Okay. When was the Constitution written? Smart quiz question. I always try to have a smart quiz question on the show every day. Sometimes I don't have a smart quiz question because I may have a guest on the show. But I'm going to try to start putting smart quiz questions on the show, whether I have a guest or not, because I think they're interesting. Okay, it says right here, when was the Constitution written? It's a Constitution question. That's all it is. It should be easy. You can always go to your computer, look it up. Google it, or you can go to, if you have the Constitution around the house, go to the Constitution. It's a Constitution question, and most of them are very fairly easy. So when was the Constitution written? I should have the answer by the end of the show. Someone will give it to me, or I will find it myself. That basically, I know what it is already, but I won't tell until the end of the show, okay? Alrighty, okay. So 10 ways to control your blood pressure without medication. That should have been without medication too. I wrote two on there because this is the second time that I'm talking about high blood pressure. You know, I may have not covered it the way I wanted to in the first segment or in the previous show. So I'm doing it again, and I hope some people heed to it. You know, because if we want to keep writing, if we want to keep being a radio host, if we want to keep working, if we want to keep doing what we love, we have to keep ourselves healthy. There's nothing more disappointing is not being able to do what you love because you're not healthy. You want to be healthy in order to do the things that you love doing. And your health is a very, very, very important part of that. Okay, we want to keep doing that. And like I said before, you know, I'm going to give you these five ways to keep your blood pressure, okay? And then I'm going to give you five ways tomorrow when I'm on the show. Because that's very important. Without your health, you can't do anything. Believe me. Everything just down the river. We want to keep you healthy. You want to stay healthy. It will happen on this show, the George Wilder Jr. Show, one of the greatest shows on radio, internet radio, and any other radio. This is a powerful show, and I want people to listen. I want people to be a part of it. I want people to join me. I want people to call in. My number is 347-857-1762. That's my guest call-in line. Callers, 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 callers. I'm going to try and have a few guests next week, but I may have a guest tomorrow. Who knows? Or Sunday or whenever. Tomorrow is Friday. I'm sorry. I'm Friday guest, so maybe a Sunday guest. And on Fridays, Friday is anything goes situation. Anything goes. You're talking about anything you want. It doesn't matter what I may have on the screen in front of you or in front of myself. You can talk about anything you want within reason, within reason. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Okay, Tom Brady. It seems that he's a cheater. Wow. one of the greatest football quarterbacks in the history of the football league. You know, it's okay, Bernie Sanders is running for president. Boy, that was a breath of fresh air when I heard that he was going to run. And this is the first time I'm talking about it since I'm back on the air. Since being back on the air, this is the first time I'm talking about it. But it is beautiful that he is running, and he is talking about some of the same things that he was talking about when he was a senator, or is a senator. It's beautiful, and I think he's going to, and he's got my vote, not Hillary Clinton. Hillary, No. Bernie Sanders, they saying he's a socialist. They saying that he's a liberal prick. Whatever he is, the man is, he's not afraid to talk. He's not afraid to say that the big banks need to be broken up. He's not to tell Obama where to go, where to get off at, especially when talking about this fast track deal that Obama's trying to push through without letting the American people see what's in it, because it's a bad deal. The reason why he won't let us see what's in it is because he knows we're going to reject it. Now he's going around calling everybody liars who say it's going to take jobs and it's going to be bad for poor people. I'm not going to lie to you. Obama has been, for me, been one big disappointment. He has been one big disappointment. You know, I mean, he can't wait to get out of, he can't wait to not to be president again. He can't wait to be out of the White House. I mean, you can see that in him. I mean, he's all giddy when it comes to trying to get out of the White House when his term is up. So yeah, so he wants to do something big that's going to destroy families, hurt the middle class, hurt the poor, because this fast track thing is just about shipping jobs overseas, taking jobs from Americans and sending them overseas. That's all it is. Right now, he would call me a liar because he called everybody else a liar who said the same thing. He said the same thing, but we've got Bernie Sanders, and let's hope he. We put our money and our hopes and prayers behind Bernie Sanders so he can get into office, so he can be the next president. Bernie Sanders has been fighting a fight for poor, the middle class, since day one. I mean, day one that he became a senator, day one that I'm assuming he also was a representative or a community advisor before he got into politics. Whatever he was doing before he became senator, I'm pretty sure he was touting. He was there for the people. Obama has never been there for the people. Obama is for the rich. Wall Street, corporations, you name it. Millionaires, billionaires. These people are his companions. They are his company. That's what he is. That's what he's about. He's been a disappointment. I know there's a lot of people out there that's going to disagree with me. Oh, I had to cough. I know there's a lot of people out there that's going to disagree with me. Fine. Go right ahead. But let me say this. I voted for Obama twice. Twice. So I have a right to criticize him and say anything that I want. I am disappointed in this guy. And I'm not the only one who's disappointed in him, especially with this fast track thing. Why would you try to sneak something by the American people that is not good for the American people? And to this day, he will not let us see what's in this TPP. To this day, he will not let us see it. And he claimed from day one that his administration was transparent. It's a lie. He wants to do something dramatic before he leaves office. Obama doesn't care. He doesn't give a freaking F about what's going to happen because he's To him, he's out of office. He's just trying to do something for his legacy, whether it's right or wrong against the people. And there's people all over, Democrats, the Republicans, they like fast track. They love it. Anything let me back. That's my sickness. Anything that the Republicans like is totally bad for America. If they like it, if they love it, it's bad for America. And they are with Obama on this fast-track TPP thing, which is basically, you know, going to hurt poor people, working people, middle class, the struggling. He might as well be another Bruce Rauner. Bruce Rauner is the governor of Illinois. He's the governor of Illinois. Okay, we're talking about things in the news. We're talking about things in the news. So, and I'm broadcasting live from Chicago. I'm a little bit under the weather. This is the 70th episode. Sometimes I put the 70th episode. Sometimes I will forget to put the episode number on each episode. So this is the 70th episode. Tomorrow will be the 71st episode. And to me, that's a lot. That's one of the reasons why I had to take some time off. Because I told myself, I said, whoa, I got 70 episodes. Let me take a few days off and try to, you know, regroup. But I regrouped all right. I regrouped with a with a sickness, you know. But it's nothing that can't be. I think in a few days, hopefully if I'm not dead, I think in a few days I'll be fine. But anyway, you know, I mean, we want Bernie Sanders. We've got to have Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's a good guy. He looks like he's about 80 years old, but, you know, if we can look past that factor and listen to the issues that he has promised and championed for poor, for the middle class, for the working people, for the people who want health care, he's totally steadfast against millionaires and billionaires who don't pay their fair share. You know, and one of the things I do know about Obama, Obama ain't going to do nothing to the millionaires and billionaires because he's one. He loves them. He likes them. You know? And I've also heard that Chicago is going to get Obama's library. They're breaking ground for it right now. I mean, that's cool. That's fine. I'm pretty sure he'll probably never be here to walk inside once it gets built, you know. So, you know, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, it'll just beautify the city, make the city be more luring, you know. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And I can't wait to, you know, check out a book or something, you know. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I like to say that, broadcasting live from Chicago. My son is late getting home, you know, so as always, one thing about having children, especially teenagers, you never know what to expect. I tell him every day, once he goes out, if he's not going to make it back home in time, to give me a call to let me know what's going on, where he is, you know, but he never calls. He has a cell phone, but he never calls. He has a lot of after-school programs, but I always tell him to call me whenever he gets to his after-school program. He doesn't do that. So I don't know. And he likes to see the he likes to stay outside. If it's nice, he's going to stay outside. So it's nice out today, so I might not see him till probably the show is done. The show is over. You know, he might not be coming through the door until that time because he loves to be outside when it's nice outside. Even if he's back, even if he's out there by himself, you know, he loves it. He just loves it. And he's a really friendly person. He's a great guy. He gets wonderful grades. He has wonderful, loving, and caring teachers. He has friends. I can remember when he was around 9 or 10 years old. I mean, at this particular school, there was nothing but bullies. I mean, I would walk up to the school, and I would literally have to pull the bullies off of him. Pretty good school now. He's a lot older. He's a lot taller. So he's a lot stronger. So he could probably handle a few bullies if they tried. But I don't want nothing like that. But he's a great kid. He's a wonderful kid. And I love him to death. You know, so I just wish he would call sometimes if he's going to be out late. But he doesn't do that. That's, you know, and I always tell him, well, why do you have a phone if you don't call? I mean, that's what they're for. I give you a phone to call home when you're late. I don't give you a phone to play games on or to do other things on. That phone is specifically for calling Dad when you're late getting home. But somehow it just doesn't get through to him. I can't get through to him, so I've given up. You know, it's one of the reasons why my blood pressure has risen. Keep saying the same old thing over and over and over again and getting, you know, nothing being actually done about nothing. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, if to keep your blood pressure low, try not to overreact over things you cannot control, and the things that you can control, you know, take it easy at it, okay? All right, I'm going to take a break here. George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back, right back. Bing, 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 bing. There we go. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I needed that. I really needed that. Okay, I think it was yesterday, or was it the day before yesterday in the city of Chicago? Something historic was done. Governor Bruce Rauner of Illinois visited the city council of the city of Chicago. Whereas in the city council, there's a mayor and there's 50 aldermen. So he spoke in front of all those people, you know, because he's trying to implement his turnaround agenda of Illinois. If I can say that again, his turnaround agenda of Illinois. Okay, so he historically spoke in that chamber with the aldermen and the mayor. But you know what? One of the things he wants to cut. And he's always saying Chicago and Illinois, you guys are in such financial straits, don't come asking the state for anything. Basically, he said for Chicago not to ask the state for nothing. He said it in a nasty way. Chicago's not going to get anything. You're done. He's a nasty guy. And yet he wants to cut millions from Chicago. He's going around. I've talked about Bruce Rauner many times in these shows. And if you really want to know my feelings, go back and podcast and archive some of those shows, and you will know how George Wilder Jr. feel about this guy. Now, he's going around the state, from city, suburb, telling everybody how awful the state is, how awful Pat Quinn left it, how awful the financial problems of this state. And he talks as if he has an attitude. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't like him. I'm just guessing. You know, I'm not in that circle, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who don't like this guy. I mean, check this out. I mean, he was not invited to speak at a lot of these universities. They didn't want him there because why? Because he's cutting funding to education. He's making loans for colleges and universities more harder for minorities. So he's saying that he's not going to give any more money. And a lot of people protested that visit. And they were yelling and screaming at this man. It was funny. They were yelling and screaming at him. They were saying, stop going around the state saying how bad Illinois is. Illinois is not as bad as Rauner say it is. He's just trying to get people to support his turnaround or screwed up agenda. That's all. Illinois is no way in the world as bad off as this man say it is. And he's going around trying to convince us that it is. Who is Bruce Rauner to convince anybody of anything when his businesses failed? I get a feeling he doesn't like to answer questions. He's only answering questions because it's his job to answer questions. But I think by his demeanor and the look on his face, he doesn't like answering questions. He's the type of guy is do what I tell you to do. And that's it. He don't want to give any explanations of why, but this is not Wisconsin. He's not Scott Walker. He can't do it that way. This is a Democratic town. He's a Republican. He cannot come in here and bully his way to his agenda, turnaround agenda, by destroying this state, because that's all it's going to do. It's just going to destroy. Sorry, I had to do another cough. What was I? He's just going to destroy the state because he's cutting all of these fundings from these needed programs. Vulnerable people are going to be thrown out in the streets. He's cutting rental assistance. He's proposing. He can't do anything without the General Assembly. But we don't know if the General Assembly is going to cave into this guy. He wants to cut rental assistance. He wants to cut elderly assistance. He wants to cut family and support services. He wants to cut Chicago family and support services, programs that support seniors. He wants to cut autism. He wants to cut funding for burial of poor people who can't afford to pay for burial services. I mean, if it's social, if there's funding going from the state to that agency, he wants to cut it. It doesn't matter what it is. And he wants you to believe his reasoning. And he wants you to believe his reasoning for wanting to cut it. And he's still trying to blame Pat Quinn. He's got to stop blaming Pat Quinn. Pat Quinn would have never done anything like this. Pat Quinn would have found other ways to get funding that he needs without putting vulnerable people out in the street, mental health facilities, drug facilities, police and fire. All of these agencies are in trouble because of this guy. But he can't get anything done. He's got to have a budget by the end of the month, from what I'm understanding. And he may not get anything. And I keep hearing that he and the General Assembly, I keep hearing that he hasn't brought them anything yet to vote on. He hasn't given them anything. Maybe he just, it's word of mouth for this guy, you know. I want this cut that. I mean, his first day in office, he started cutting. He started using his executive power to stop funding to vital agencies. And it happened. But at some point, he's going to need the General Assembly to get his proposed budgets passed, if they even decide to even vote on voting on them. You know, so I don't know. But I do know one thing. He's an arrogant guy. He's arrogant. He's really arrogant. And he's mean. And I'm not just talking mean because he's cutting these programs. There's a mean streak in him. I could see it. Some people you can tell. Some people try to be so nice when they're not nice at all, period. They're bossy. They're pushy. They want what they want because I'm the governor. I want what I want. I don't have to explain anything to you. Just give it to me. That's how I see Bruce Rauner. And a lot of people aren't going to stand for it. I mean, you got these suburban mayors saying that they're not going to give Rauner a thing. He wants to cut services from them. They said they're standing up, and I truly, truly, truly admire that. When somebody stands up against this guy who's trying to bully them. That's all he's doing. He's trying to bully them into doing the things he wants to do or cutting funding from their cities, like he's trying to cut funding from Chicago, which is going to make it harder and harder. He wants to cut fundings from CTA, Metra, and PACE. And if that happens, you're going to see higher fares on people who can't afford it. This is the typical Republican playbook. I'm rich. You're not. Get lost. I'm taking it back. And when he cut these programs like this, where do you think the money is going? The money is going in the pockets of corporations, Wall Street. That's where the money is going. He's taking from the poor and giving to the rich. And I keep harping on these black ministers, these black preachers who supported this guy during his election, during the campaign. I wonder how do they feel now that they know this guy is out to Illinois and he doesn't care because he wants you to believe him, what he says. I don't believe anything anybody say. It's action that I believe in. This man cannot come in the office and say, Georgia, blah, 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 blah. I don't have to listen. I don't have to believe it. I don't have to stay there and listen, you know. I listen if I want to. If I don't like what I'm hearing, I'm gone. And I don't support you. I don't support you. I do wonder how these ministers that supported this guy, how they feel now. Because we all feel that they were traitors. They're traitors from my standpoint. They voted for the enemy. They supported the enemy. You know. Maybe he gave them some money or something under the table or something. But, you know, but I admire the mayors who stood up against Rauner and told him, back off. And a lot of the advocates out here for the working class and the poor, they're also standing up against this guy, back off. He must really be feeling the heat because everybody who is anybody who does not like these cuts are standing up against him and denouncing these cuts and say, Rauner, get the hell out of our town. Leave us alone. We're doing fine. But he doesn't think you're doing fine. And another thing about Rauner, he's hiring all of these people and giving them six-figure salaries. If this state is so financially bad off, why is he giving all these people this money from the state, from taxpayers? That doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. And, you know, he doesn't care what we ask. He doesn't care how we feel. He's just going to pay people. And basically, he's paying these people to cut programs for the poor. They're getting six-figure salaries to cut programs from the poor. That's all. He's paying them to hurt the poor. He's paying them to take from the poor. And a lot of these people have never made that much money in their life until they got to Rauner's desk. They never made that much money. But he gives them, and he said, well, they're the best. He doesn't make sense at what he does. This guy is corrupt to the bone. He's been in office how long? From this date, May 7th, 2015, he's been in office only 115 days. And yet, he's shown everybody to be corrupt. Now, a few months from now, if he's corrupt, if he's been charged, corrupt, and sent to jail, I'm going to come back to this show and say, hey, I told you so. The guy is corrupt. Anytime somebody's paying someone a lot more money than what they're used to making, that's corrupt. And then saying they're the best. You got to give people a better explanation than that. You're giving away taxpayer dollars that you say we don't have. Because you're cutting vital programs for seniors, children, disabled, autism, research. And you're hiring people to do that by paying them six-figure salaries who never made that kind of money in their life. You going to say they're the best? If they were the best, your businesses, his businesses, would have flourished. They all failed. And you don't have to listen to me to know that. Check out the court documents. And other documentation that's saying that. And how people have died in his businesses. So it stinks all the way around. It just stinks all the way around. I don't mean to be so forceful, but this guy just pisses me off. What can I say? This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I see we have about a little over 10 minutes in the show, so we're going to have to go to a break right now. And I will be right back. I got to clear my throat. I think I'm going to cough or something. I'll be right back. tonight it looks like I'm having some internet problems. I hope not. But one of the things about doing internet radio, or internet anything, internet radio or internet anything, I mean, when you're on the internet, you're going to have technical problems. Sometimes the computers, I got three computers sitting in front of me. Sometimes something might go wrong. Something might not work right. Something like wires everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's wireless, but there's still you still need wires sometimes, even though it's wireless. Unless you have, and you know, unless you have Wi-Fi all around you. I can't use Wi-Fi on this because for the radio show you have to have a hard line, so you can't. Wi-Fi is out. Wi-Fi is too weak. In other words. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. I am glad to be back. I'm broadcasting live from my studio, looking down on the avenue, and it is still a great day. It's still daylight outside, and I'm almost off the air. But I will be back tomorrow. I hope you join me tomorrow. If you can't join me today, make sure you always download and archive the programs that I, all of them. They're all great. They're all me. They're all wonderful. So download them, archive them, save them. You know, they're yours. Everything's free. I'm not charging a cent for them. At least not right now. I'm not charging anything right now, but you never know down the line if I'm trying to figure this out right now. I'm trying to get my son to come in on this with me. And we're going to figure out how to make money at this. Because if you're good, you're good. You got it, you got it. People will pay for it. And check out all my books. I got a lot of stuff on Amazon.com. You know, go to Amazon, type my name up there. George Wilder Jr., you know, all my books, stories, essays, you know, plop down in front of your face and stuff like that. And they're all good. It's all wonderful. Nothing. And most of that stuff is educational. Even sometimes I have to go back and reread it and learn something from what I've written myself. You know, so it's been great. I enjoyed this show. This is my first day back from being off for about 3 or 4 days last week. And like I said before, when I was off, I really missed it. I really missed it. I miss talking to the guest on the show. Obviously, there's no guest on the show today, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm flying solo, and I love to fly solo sometimes. You know, I want people to really hear me as a radio host sometimes because when there's a guest on the show, the guest basically, you know, I'm going to do all the talking because I want the guest to explain to my audience about their product or book or whatever they're talking about. So a lot of times when I'm flying solo, I get to talk about things I want to talk about, you know. I love guests, and I'm going to continue to have them. I'm going to continue to search them out. Sometimes they search me out, you know. I mean, hey, George, we want to be on your radio show. I said, what do you got? We got a book? Okay. All right, send me your link. But I really love what I'm doing, and that's why I'm back. And I love my guests, and I love everything about it. It's fun. It's really fun. Having a radio show is fun. It's a lot of work, and even having a radio show can be stressful. It's stressful, but it's fun stress. And then after a while, you know, like when I get off the show today, I'm going to go do about 30 minutes worth of exercise to sort of, you know, lower that level of stress, you know, because we don't want to get high blood pressure. At least we don't want the blood pressure to go any higher than what it already is. So it's fun. It's great. It's wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we're going to be getting better guests, not only just authors for books, but I want to talk to a lot of people about whatever they're doing that can benefit my audience or the people out there in general. So I want to do all of those things. I want to get teachers on the show. Community activists, community advisors, you know, doctors, nurses. You know, I want to have a variety of things to talk about, not just someone, which is good, but a variety of things. You know, I mean, if you're doing something, if you're working at Whole Foods and you got something you want to say about to customers, come on the show, you know. Let us know, you know, because, like I said, no matter what age you are, you can still learn something. I learn something all the time. With the guests that's on my show, I'm always learning something. I learn something from them, and maybe they take away something that they've heard me say. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, that's what it's all about. It's all about you. I know it's a million radio shows out there. I know there's a lot of radio hosts and guests and stuff. But I'm the one, I'm always saying that I'm a needle in a haystack just trying to find my way out, you know. And that's the way it is. I'm a fly in the ointment here. Because there's so many other great radio shows on Blog Talk Radio Show and over-the-air radio show. But if I had a choice, I probably would stick to Blog Talk Radio or Internet Radio, because Internet Radio is all over the world. It's all over the world, you know. And I get calls from people from Australia. Can you believe that? And or from England, you know. So that's fun. That's great. That's fun. And I haven't had any calls today, but that's a good thing because this is my first day back, and basically I'm reintroducing myself to my audience, I believe. But I will promote the show once it's off the air to let everybody know that George Wilder Jr. is back. And despite my illness, I'm as strong as ever. I'm as strong as ever. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for downloading this show. Thank you for podcasting this show. Thank you for being there and doing what you're doing. I got about a minute or so in the show. Let's see what we got here. Bing, 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 bing. Let's see what we got here. And I hope you guys be with me tomorrow, because usually that's my day. That's the day I usually am on the air. It's on that day. Check you guys. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? All right. Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. The show has come to an end. I want to thank all my listeners and callers for their participation on this talk show. I'm on the air, this show, Blog Talk Radio, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, CDT, Chicago Time. Hey, until next time, so long, everyone. Bye. Hi, everybody. This is George of the George Wilder Jewelry Show. I just have some things I want to say to my audience, and positive things. I want to try to keep my audience positive, upbeat, and try to make this show a The show has come to an end. I want to thank all my listeners and callers for their participation on this talk show. I'm on the air, this show, Blog Talk Radio, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, CDT, Chicago Time. Hey, until next time, so long, everyone. Bye.